This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Shannon in Texas. Shannon, thanks for holding.
Buddy.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I need a t-shirt that says, "This honky ain't voting for no donkey."
Okay.
I think it would be awesome. But anyways, hey, listen. Some of your guests are hit spot on with saying, you know, we need to turn to Christ. That's really the answer to all of our problems, to handling any solutions. As far as Bill Gates goes, I don't think we should have to worry what he will be able to do to us, because we have the Holy Spirit to protect us. As long as we stay within the Holy Spirit, we have a hedge of protection around us.
Sure. What about all the children born to dumb parents that they let them give all these deadly vaccines to and then don't wonder why they're totally mentally retarded or have cancer 5 years later? We have a job, though, to warn everybody else. And yes, this honky ain't voting for a donkey. That's funny. I just have really low audio. Couldn't really hear you. I can barely hear it. So my issue is you're awake. Don't let that, though, color your vision to think others are. We have a responsibility to warn other people. Does that make sense?
Yes. But you are winning, because everywhere I go, people are talking about Pizzagate. People are talking about Adrenochrome. People are talking about the pedophile rings. In places that I've never heard people talk about that before.
And what is that a bedrock to? The elite are maggots that are feeding on our children, our spirit, our future. Our children are us. They are attacking humanity. They're the enemy. So when I say, and I get what you're saying, hey, don't worry about Bill Gates, people are waking up. I'm saying, if I was coming to your house with a shot that I said had an 80% chance of hurting you, and I wanted to make you take it, you have a right to physically stop me. But he wants to pressure you, saying, oh, you can't have a job or get on an airplane or have a life if you don't. It's the same thing as rape. Telling a woman, I'm going to fire you if you don't have sex with me. That's rape, whether you physically did it or use pressure to do it. Well, he wants, it's just not just raping a woman or a man. He wants to hurt you. What if the man told a woman, work for him, I'm going to rape you or I'm going to fire you. You want to feed your children, don't you? And by the way, I've got hepatitis. But I'm going to give you hepatitis if you want your job. Well, she has a right then to stab him in the neck with a dagger. I mean, I tell my daughter, some man tries to rape you, kill him. I mean, seriously, they're moving on us because they think we're pathetic and weak. They think we're going to take people's crap. And I'm just simply saying, I'm not somebody who shoots my mouth off about physical stuff. I'm just metaphysically moving into a zone where I'm having real trouble not just being open about that. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. But we have the spirit. And we can win this fight. I don't believe that. You said 4 years ago that we have 5 years. What did you mean by that?
You know, I said one day at the end of a show that they're going to attack a rock concert or music concert tonight at 10 o'clock. And sometimes I just say stuff. It just comes out of me. And 99% of what I say is documented. Sometimes I just say stuff. And then the FBI hostage rescue team called me the next day and they said, well, we looked at everything. You have no connection to what happened here, but how did you say that? And I said, I just said it. And they go, yeah, we know. You can make a lot of money if you can control that. And, you know, so we all have that. And so I say things. I say a lot of stuff. I don't know why I say it, but I mean every damn bit of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think you're right. I think we're at the last year of it. And I think if this is what God wants, and this is what we read in Revelations, then there's nothing we can do to stop that. The only thing we can do is turn to God.
But I agree, our connection to God, call that psychic power, though, is going to turn up. Like, they think they've got surveillance on us, and they're going to cut our food off, and they're going to corner us. The more we get cornered, but don't give up on God, the more powerful we're going to get. Our spirits are going to get bigger and stronger, while their shadows are going to be taller than their souls. You understand me?
Yes, absolutely.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. All right, I'm jamming in like 7-8 calls out of Jesse Lee Peterson. When I come out, I'm going right to Gator, and I'm going right to Michael. I'm going right to Alex, and I'm going right to Don. I'm going right to Jacob. I'm going right to everybody. Duncan, you name it. Stay with us.
Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your affordable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking your phone calls right now, broadcasting worldwide. Jesse Lee Peterson's coming up. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Now into the third hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Jacob in Washington. Go ahead.
Alex, I would say no liability, no shot. If you believe in the shot, Mr. Gates, then you should accept liability for it. If it's going to help us more than hurt us, you should accept liability for the shot. I'd also get Dr. Francis Boyle to establish a truth and reconciliation committee on COVID-19. Where did this come from? Whoever comes forward first tells us where this came from, and the true story can be granted amnesty. Those who don't will be punished accordingly, and those who die from the vaccine will be held to be the direct responsibility of the people that created
it. Absolutely. You know, that's what my dad always tells friends and family when schools try to pressure him to take shots. It's not the law, but they lie and say it is. Say, hey, that's fine. I have a waiver form that you accept liability and any side effects. Guess what? They shut up real fast. It's all intimidation. They have bounties on how many kids get vaccinated.
Absolutely. And I just think that if he truly put up or shut up, it's like in the movie Salem's Lot, where the vampire says, your faith against my faith. If you believe in this shot, Mr. Satan Gates, then you will accept financial liability. You're supposedly a philanthropist, but you're going to kill more people than you can afford? How is that philanthropy?
By the way, that was a great made-for-TV movie, kind of a ripoff of Nosferatu that was rewritten by Stephen King. But he actually has the human handler that takes care of him. And he says to the priest, he goes, put down your cross, your will against my will, and you're absolutely right. That's what we should say to them.
Absolutely. I think you're doing such an amazing... Wait, I thank God for you. I don't thank you, Alex. You've been given special gifts beyond anybody in America today, and I thank Almighty God that you're here to wield them.
And I appreciate you. It's you guys praying for me. It's the only reason that I'm trying to hold it together. Believe me, it's not easy. Now, everybody sees so much now. I just see so much. It's just like, it's hard to handle. I know you all see it, too. They want to overwhelm you for learned helplessness, so we ball up and give up. I don't ball up and give up. I get angry, and that's not good either. So I pray to God every day to just give me the peace that King David talked about in that quiet place, the Most High. So God bless you, brother. All right, let's go and take another call here. Who's been holding the longest now? That would be Michael in Detroit, Michigan. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I want to say God bless you and everything that you do, helping us keep the knowledge going. But
well, we're all in it together now, brother. They're coming with forced injections and implantable microchips.
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to recognize that you're lighting a fire in us all. And we need to take the information that you give us, the information we get from your website, and people who are affiliated with your website, and we need to wake other people up. And then we need to get those people together, and we need to go to these city halls. We need to go to these governor's mansions. We need to let them know that we know what's going on, and we're not going to take it.
No, I agree. You could be one person with a bullhorn at the governor's mansion, but Austin's 2 million people. If somebody every day, I've been down there four times, went down there and bullhorned him and said, stop serving the New World Order and read off statistics. If somebody bullhorned Trump every day to say, take action against the deep state, it's that voice that will change everything.
That's true. And I want to thank you because you helped me turn back to God. I turned my back on God for a long time. And listening to you talk every day at noon, it's helped me wake up. It's helped me realize.
And how much better is your life now turning towards God?
It's a lot better. My relationships with people are a lot better. My outlook on life is a lot better. I don't have as much conflict in my life. It's eye-opening. It's almost kind of scary because you can feel the devil pulling your strings back sometimes, and you've got to fight against it.
Absolutely. It's real. God bless you. Thank you, sir. Alex in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I've heard a lot of alluding to it from a lot of the previous callers, and you just mentioned it yourself. You've been to the governor's house four times. We know where Gates lives, Medina, Washington. Fauci lives in Washington, D.C. You know, you were talking about the rules of engagement. How do we properly go against this? I'm just spitballing here, but, you know, they move left, we move left. They move right, we move right. Why can't we go and storm and start bullhorning Mr. Gates' house?
Well, I'll tell you, folks took over CNN headquarters this weekend in L.A. I don't want to be violent. I don't want to kill cops. I don't want to burn buildings down. But I'll tell you right now, I was up in Seattle a few years ago. My wife wanted to visit some family that lives up there. And we rented just a little sailboat rental. And the guy pulls up his little bay and he goes, there's Bill Gates' house. And we happened to be there while Bill Gates' family just so happened to be there. We didn't see Bill Gates, but I could recognize his like 18-year-old son out there. And I was like 100 yards from the dock, and there was his son looking at us on the boat. And I'd rented the boat for the day. It wasn't that much. You rent the boat for like $1,000 and they make you a filet mignon or whatever. It was like four of us on the boat. But, I mean, yeah, I'm not calling for violence, but we need to let him know that he wants to stick something in us. He says it's going to make us sick. Well, we're going to expose him for who he is and his agenda, and then we're going to let him know that we're watching his ass.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, I've always believed that the next coming of a Christ was going to be all of us embodying everything that he taught. And, you know, the evil, the left, everybody involved with this, they like to use fear. That's the opposite of what Christ taught.
Well, they also tell Christians never be offensive. And we don't kill people before they attack us. But it says, thou shalt not murder. That means kill someone that's done nothing. It doesn't say thou shalt not kill. It's a translation issue. The whole Old Testament says enemies come to kill you, rise up and kill them. But you're absolutely right that Christ went into the money changers. And he beat them with a whip and kicked them and beat their ass. And I'm not calling for that yet. I'm just saying, remember, Christ went in there into a temple with, 100 priests. They were unable to kick his ass. He beat their ass, didn't he? He gave people that little taste that, oh, I can do this too. You understand?
Exactly. And he did it in the absence of fear. He knew he was doing the right thing. So we got their card. We got the number. I think we need to go straight to them. They want to go and protest our White House. We go and protest your mansion. You want to protest and try to take out our police department? We're going to be right there at your gates, giving it right back to you. Whatever you do, we do. Rules of engagement, we're mirroring you. But there's no reason why, with everything that we know, we can't turn this around. Because the spark is coming that's going to light up all of us all around the world, and we're going to just stand up and we're going to embody Christ and we're going to take over.
Well, absolutely. The Bible talks about it, and some of the New Agers try to steal the term, but it's real. It's Christ awareness, Christ spirit, Christ consciousness, and that means Christ spirit in us. That's what they fear. Notice they fear Christ. They fear Christ. This is the real deal.
Sure is.
All right, God bless you, brother. All right. I may have to host a little bit in the next hour because we got Jesse Lee Peterson, a great guy. I'm so happy to have coming up. And then we've got Gator, who I want to go to next, and then Duncan and Steve and Hal and Pete and Don and Isaac. But I'll also tell you this. We're going to take a lot more calls on the show. And I'm going to do special shows, too, at night where we just take calls. Basically commercial free. It'll be on radio and TV satellite for folks that want to pick it up. It'll be for everybody who wants to get it on the internet for free as well. Let's take one more quick call. We only get about a minute and a half. Let's talk to Patty in Wyoming. Patty, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Patty.
Quickly, I got a little bit of noise, but can you hear me?
Yeah, how it works with the phone system is when it puts you on air, it goes, psh. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So anyway, how are we going to fight it? We're going to fight it like patriots have fought it throughout history, all the way back to biblical times. Some of us will die. Some of us will lose families. We'll lose property, but we'll prevail. We are seeing biblical end-time prophecies come to pass. God's in control. He's calling out his army, and we will win.
But you said the key. We've got to be ready to lose everything like Job and die if necessary. Just who cares? You serve the Satan and take implantable chips of Satan? That's worse than death.
If you die on your knees, this is what people...
Patty, your phone's breaking up. And I said this yesterday. We need to get all the callers' numbers. And actually, for the first time ever, it's my fault. I never reminded her to do it. Actually call them the start of the show and get them on. Because Patty's phone's breaking up, and what she was saying was powerful. Who knows? We'll get Jesse Lee Peterson on, and I'll probably go to your calls after that, but I don't want to shortchange you, and I don't want to lead you the wrong way. Not sure how much time we have, but Jesse Lee Peterson's coming up. I mean, look, the Mark of the Beast, world government's here. What are we going to do about it?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coach coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, where I continue to lead a large 8,000 patient practice through the front lines of this COVID-19 pandemic. I'm going to try to make it through this live without getting too upset, but yesterday my colleagues were on Capitol Hill, and these people, I felt the connection so deeply because they are people who love and care for patients just like I do. And they came out and they spoke about information that has been hidden from the public, information that I've had to go underground to find. I'm not a political person. I just want to heal people. I want to empower people. I want you to be able to take care of yourselves and live a life the highest potential you ever can possibly achieve. And that requires you being able to feel good. It requires you being able to ask questions. And these doctors have information. Why are these doctors being censored on YouTube? Who is doing that? Why? What is their agenda? Why do we have to see more people die? If you saw that woman with her heart on her sleeve, she was begging the American people, saying she didn't care what happened to her, that the information has to be released.
I tell all of you doctors that are sitting down and watching Americans die, you're like the good Nazis, the good what? The good Germans that watched Jews get killed and you did not speak up.
I believe I'm one of them.
If they come after me, they threaten me. I've gotten all kinds of threats. Oh, they're going to report me to the bots. I say, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to let Americans die. And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the bots. You can kill me. You can do whatever. But I'm not going to let Americans die. And today I'm here to say that America, there is a cure for COVID. All this foolishness does not need to happen. There is a cure for COVID. There is a cure for COVID. It's called hydroxychloroquine. It's called zinc. It's called Zithromax.
Oh, that clip enraged them.
And that predominantly, the biggest point that was given on this, during this newscast or press conference, was that hydroxychloroquine, which has been all over the place during this pandemic, as soon as it started gaining momentum, whether it was political reasons or because of the V word and funding of a study that was shady, and I've discussed this on the live before, they confirmed that. Those studies, and some of which were retracted from major journals, who is allowing that to be published in the first place? Using hydroxychloroquine at four times the dose and then being able to say that it caused cardiac arrhythmias.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has said studies show the drug is ineffective at treating COVID.
And now they're going in and pulling out peer-reviewed studies going back years ago about hydroxychloroquine. And they are taking it down because they are so upset that this is challenging them because they want you to take a forced inoculation.
So what the problem is in a lot of those studies, they did very, very high doses, massive doses.
There's a preventive dose, it's incredibly low. It's a 200 milligram tablet of this pill twice a week. There's no risk. They've done studies. This drug has been out for 65 years. So why are we not giving that to our frontline workers? Why are we not giving that to our teachers? Why are we not giving that to the immunocompromised?
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
You can kill me, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to let Americans die.
Well, he's been on with us years ago, and he's a frequent guest with Owen Schroyer, and he's always been popular since I knew about him, again, more than 20 years ago. But he's really white hot right now with billions of views on YouTube, other places. Jesse Lee Peterson, RebuildingTheMan.com. And if people don't know who Jesse Lee Peterson is, they've been hiding under a rock, but he's the most courageous, outspoken critic of the civil rights establishment in America today. Raised without a father on a plantation near Tuskegee, Alabama. During the Jim Crow era, Peterson has lived a part of American history few have experienced. After spiritual transformation, Peterson founded Bond, a nationally recognized nonprofit organization dedicated to rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Bond offers Sunday church services, individual and family counseling, monthly forums for men and women, town hall and community forums, an annual men's conference, and the Bond Entrepreneurship Academy, a program which helps aspiring young entrepreneurs start businesses. Peterson is also a radio and TV personality, talk show host. I'm not going to go over it all. He's been everywhere. Twitter, JLP Talk, JesseLeePeterson.com, RebuildingTheMan.com. And we've had more technical difficulties today. We had in the last 6 months, so I apologize getting him on late. But he's at least here with us for the next two and a half segments. Thank you so much, sir, for being with us. You've got a lot to cover today, and just God bless you. What do you want to cover first?
Well, number one, I want to say thank you for having me on and happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month. This is our third year of celebrating it because men and boys are the most hated species on this side of heaven. So we're bringing the attention to that so that men can wake up and take back control, become back to their natural state of being. So we've been rebuilding a family by rebuilding a man for the last 30 years.
I should have said that. You're really great at launching big movements, and you pointed out this attack on men many, many decades ago. Now it's out in the open. You've talked about, hey, let's have White History Month, too, and let's have Man History Month, and let's have Women History Month. Let's actually celebrate the roles we all have instead of something Soros runs.
That's right. And July was White History Month. And the reason we started that 3 years ago, because white people are the most hated species on this side of heaven. And we see that now with the attack upon the president, Donald Trump. I call him the Great White Hope. We see that with the attack upon white Americans today. They're being knocked out, robbed, raped, murdered. Their businesses are being destroyed. And no one cares. No one says anything about it. So we got to remind people of white history, because if it wasn't for white people, there would be no America. It was white folks who founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. Not blacks, not Mexicans, not Japanese, not Chinese, not Filipino, but white people. And we cannot afford, Alex, to let them erase white American history and create a false history. That's what they're trying to do. So we celebrate White History Month in July to remind the people how great this country is and who founded it.
Well, you're doing really bold stuff, because the idea of the Christian Renaissance is to empower everybody, and that's why the globalists want to get rid of it, because the real life of England banning slavery around the world, they're really threatened by that.
Absolutely. And in America, I have to say that if we don't stand up, we're going to have it here. It's going to get worse. Look what happened in South Africa. White people are now under attack. They're being robbed, raped, and murdered. They're not even protected by the police force, because they have redone the police forces over in Africa, South Africa. And now white people don't have a chance. They're doing the exact same thing here. White people are afraid to speak up for fear of being called racist. We have these radical black women and some men who are weak beta males. We have them in the power of men, police chiefs. And
the BBC state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Because I had microphone problems today, more than I've had in 6 months. We never have problems. A bunch of crazy stuff happened. But they say when it rains, it pours. So let me with us 15 minutes the next hour to get that full time with Jesse Lee Peterson, which is always so precious. Then Paul Joseph Watson will take over from the United Kingdom. But here he is with us. Love him. I remember watching him 25 years ago when I first was seeing a show here in Austin on TV. And, of course, now he's on radio. And he made a lot of sense. But he's like, men are under attack, families under attack. But now you see how right he was. And so I get so excited to see how incredibly successful he is today, rebuildingtheman.com. And that's what unifies us, is our families are under attack. Black Lives Matter, run by Planned Parenthood and George Soros, says in the nuclear family. Well, that hurts all of us. You couldn't do something worse. And I see a huge awakening by black Americans, particularly, to this whole thing. But you're the expert on what's happening right now. So you have the floor, my friend, the next few segments to get into whatever you want to cover and what you want to talk about. on this planet that's unfolding. Democrats attempt to take down the president, BLM, Antifa, the antidote to all the chaos, the inner cities. Jesse Lee Peterson, my friend, you've got the floor.
Thank you, Alice. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. I do want to say that I'm stunned at what I see happening with this so-called Black Lives Matter. You got to realize that Black Lives Matter is a far-left liberal radical organization that was founded by fat, black, angry, radical lesbians. And I just never imagined that one day in a Christian nation that we would see police officers, grown men and women, bowing down to a bunch of fat, black lesbians. That's mind-blowing to see it. These people hate God. They hate the family. They hate the nuclear family. They hate the unborn children. They hate white people. They hate America. They're going around taking down statues and monuments and flags and things like that under this lie that America is a racist society. It's just not true. And it's not true that the police are going after black people. The people who are being hurt by cops are those thugs who are resisting arrest, who have been in jail before, who have not been raised by good parents. The cops are not going around and brutalizing decent black people because decent black people follow instructions when they're stopped by the cops. And I can't believe that America is falling for this. We got to realize that these people want to turn America into a socialist society. And that's what these radical black, so-called Black Lives Matter people are doing. The words Black Lives Matter have no meaning. They're there to manipulate and control and intimidate. And I'm surprised to see white Americans falling for it. I knew that white Americans had a problem with speaking up. And I've been telling them for 30 years, black people are suffering not because of Jim Crow, not because of slavery, not because of this phony idea of systemic racism. Black Americans are suffering, those who are suffering due to the destruction of the parents. They had no good parents, and the father's not around, and they have been blamed. They are blaming white people for it. Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and all those people started this whole civil rights movement. They started that crap 40 to 50 years ago, and it's just gotten worse because they're not trying to rebuild the family. They're not encouraging blacks to love all people. I grew up in Alabama. As you know, Alice, I grew up under the Jim Crow laws. I grew up under the laws. I remember for colors only sign, for whites only. But we were not taught to hate. We were told that it's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. There are people who are on the side of Satan. And there are those who are on the side of God, and, you know, all color, all races, and that we should treat people the way we would like to be treated. I didn't hear all this crap about racism and all that. That didn't start until the so-called civil rights movement started, which should have never happened. It was an awful mistake to have a civil rights movement. There's no such thing as civil rights. And those people in the so-called civil rights movement, they sold blacks over to the Democratic Party. They sold them over to the government, and they set themselves up as being leaders of black people. And black people have gotten worse instead of getting better because they're not led by what
and
is
let's
right.
Be clear. Christians had the abolition. Christians tried to fix the wrongs. And the Democrats who were running the slavery, they just stepped in and took it over and created a new form of slavery right after it.
That's right. Because when I was growing up, most black people, all that I knew were Republicans. They were not Democrats. And the Jim Crow law was established by the Democratic Party. We knew that. And so we were Republicans, and we were individual thinking. And so they sold us over to the Democratic Party, and blacks have been subject to that party ever since.
How did that transfer off? Because my grandfather came back.
Better.
My grandfather came back from World War II, B-17 pilot. And it was a big deal in the family, not because they were racist, but because everybody was Democrats in Texas. He said, I believe in racial equality, and I believe in all this. I'm going to be a Republican. He ran for office, won local office. And then later, everybody went Republican, but that was under Eisenhower. But how did the switch happen where suddenly the party of Lincoln is the KKK, and the party of the KKK is the party of Lincoln?
Well, number one, as I said, Martin Luther King and all those guys sold the blacks to the Democratic Party. And then the media and the race hustlers, the black race hustlers, start accusing the white part, the Republican Party, of being white. And they were saying things like, all the Democrats went over to the Republican Party, and those are the people who are controlling the blacks or hate the blacks and don't want them to be a part of the Republican Party. And the blacks fell for it. The media start lying to them. And if you notice, anyone in this country who want to cause destruction, anytime you want to bring hate and destruction into this country, all you have to do is hire a black. The blacks would be happy to join forces with you. If it's killing the unborn child, if it's accepting same-sex marriage, if it's hating a marriage, tearing down the flags and all that. Most, not all, but most black people now are on the side of evil rather than good. It wasn't
How
like
does LeBron
that
James not criticize China with 3 million Muslims in death camps, 1 million Christians and Buddhists in death camps on record? He won't say a word about that, but he says America sucks.
Yeah, Christianity is the most hated religion on this side of heaven. And number one, the blacks hate it and because they've been told that it's a white man religion. So because they hate white people, they hate Christianity. And I see that happening more and more in this country right now. And you see around the world, Christians are under attack and there's no discussion about it because it's a white man's religion. It's not true, but that's what the people have been told. That's why white Americans got to start speaking up before it's too late. If ever there were time to speak up, it's now. Look how they're doing us with the so-called Chinese virus thing. This thing is not as bad as they're pretending. But what the Democrats have realized and the right or Republicans is that they can control the people. They can make you put a mask on. They can make you stay home for months and lose your businesses and have to depend on the government. They can tell you when and when not to.
They can teach you you're not essential. All the big corporations are talking about racism or inequity or a new class. All these big companies are essential, but we're not.
Right. And our business are probably more essential than theirs because we're small businesses, and small businesses are very valuable to the communities, to the neighborhoods. And they don't want that around, Alice. They want to control us. This is about getting President Trump out of the White House, because if they can get rid of him, then they can turn the country into a socialist society.
Let's talk about what happens if they get rid of Trump. But I agree with you. When I'm driving through places now, I just pull in little places and get stuff because they literally, they say, thank you for being here. We're about to go bankrupt. It's so obvious what's happening.
That's right. If they get rid of President Trump, and again, I call him the Great White Hope, we're going to have a socialist society. White people, homes and land will be taken away from them, and there will be no law to protect them from it. They want to ban our Second Amendment right to bear arms. They don't want us speaking the truth. They don't want a second opinion. They don't want the truth out there. They want the lie, because the lie deceives, and you can control people when you lie to them. But if people are above the truth, you cannot control them. And so that's all going to end if these people should take over. We cannot let President Trump not, we cannot allow them not to.
You're absolutely right. Let's talk about it with Jesse Lee Peterson. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, super food, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On InfoWars.com, robots use face scanning AI to ask people to wear masks. It's now in America, not in China. Video, Portland Antifa, stabbed in the breast, runs to police, asks for them to save him. Chicago leaders call for Illinois to abolish history classes until a less racist curriculum is formed. That's exactly what Jesse Lee Peterson was saying earlier, is they don't want history taught. Because if you look at the West, who we've had our own problems, Lord knows we're evil, we're fallen. Compared to other places, we pioneered trying to stop slavery and pioneered empowering women and children and everybody else. Jesse Lee Peterson is here. He's got some of the solutions. He's reached over a billion people in his work. The antidote to all the chaos in inner cities. Let's cut to the chase on that. What do we need to do? What does Trump need to do? What do I need to do?
Number one, Alice, is a really good question. I thought about it during the break when the way they took over black people, the number one way they took over the lives of black Americans were to get rid of the fathers. When I was growing up, there were fathers and grandfathers around. I grew up around my fathers and grandfathers. But what happened was they worked on the black man until they finally got him out of the home and the government replaced the man inside the home. And once they did that, they took over the women and children. And it's just not been the same says there is an order to life, and that order, whether we know it or not, like it or not, accept it or agree to it, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman and woman over children. The love come from God through Christ, through the man, through the woman, to the children. And that's a perfect order, and that order works. And you can't brainwash people and use them for your personal gain when they grow up under that order.
So let's talk about that. I mean, and men are willing to die for their women, die for their children. It doesn't mean the women don't have power. But let's explain. Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. My dad grew up in East Texas when Jim Crow and all that was going out, and his dad was standing up to it. But he said it was crazy. He said, we're not defending segregation, but they replaced one thing with something even more evil. Black people, he said, dressed as sharp as anybody. They owned hotels, businesses. They were in charge of themselves under that oppression. And as soon as the money came in to end the family, it all disintegrated. And of course, LBJ wrote letters bragging. He said, my great society will destroy the black people. It'll make them slaves. And so as soon as they got the men out, which is the feminist message, the Black Lives Matter message, get rid of nuclear family, now it's a bunch of women and children the government can control. I mean, it's very obvious that when you're enslaving a group, you don't want them to have warriors, men, to defend them.
That's right. Anytime you're at war, if you're attacked by another country, they're going to go after the men first because the power is in the man, and they know that, so they got to get rid of him. And that's what they did to black Americans. They replaced the man with government, as you said, and now it's been downhill for black women and children. If you notice, Alex, they're doing the same thing to the white man. And I've been saying for years to white men, you got to protect your family. You got to speak up because they're trying to turn your family against you. If they can get rid of the white man, it's going to be easy to destroy the country.
If you talk to your wife and children before they get them about it, they get it and come tell you. But if you never know about it, they're going to turn against you. How do you get to where your wife and your children understand this?
You have to be right and do right. You have to be a man of character. And when your wife and kids see that, they're going to see the light of God inside of you, and that will draw them unto you, and you can guide them in the right way.
So you got to be a servant. You got to get them to do the right thing, but you got to carry out the trash, help them, cook the dinner, be there for them, not just watch sports all day. You've got to serve them. They'll serve you.
You got to be right in order for them to do right. Because if you're right, women love men who love what's right with all their heart, soul, and might. They trust that kind of man, and they will follow that man. Likewise, the children will follow the mother. Things will be fine. But if the man is not of righteousness, if he's not right, he's not going to be able to guide his wife and children in the right way to go. And it's not about who's better than it's just the order of God. That's why he ordained the family. He created man and woman, and he married them under his umbrella so that he could guide them. But when you break that order by getting rid of the man, then there's no light. There's no love there to protect
the woman.
Women
need to know that.
Children.
When the man's gone, whoever's in power is now, whether it's Stalin, Hitler, or Mao, or Nancy Pelosi, that's now your husband.
That's right. And that's the wrong husband. You don't want that one. We have to reestablish the family. And I'm saying to white men, you cannot give into this crap. Don't let them take over the minds and hearts of your children. Look what happened, Alice. They sent the kids off to school, and now the white kids have become Antifa. They have no business being a part of Antifa, but the education system have turned them against the father, against the family, and now they love evil and hate good. We got to restore that family. It's man and woman getting married, having children, being there for your family and guiding them, protecting them in the right way to go. And don't let the educational system, which is a government system, corrupt the hearts and minds of your kids. They have the kids having sex out of wedlock, smoking pot. They pushing everything that's wrong, living together before marriage. When they can destroy your character, then you have nothing to stand on. But when you are a man or woman of morality, of character, you have a solid foundation, and you cannot be deceived by the children of the lie. And the children of the lie, the liberal media, the Democratic Party, the black race hustlers, the rhino Republicans, and the never Trumpers, they are the children of the lie. They are feeding the minds of the children. The parents should prevent that from happening.
Jesse Lee Peterson, when you were first starting out, I knew about you 25 years ago. How long have you been on air?
30 years now.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Well, what you said is all prophetic, and it's happening now. But a long time ago, we were really under the gun. People weren't listening to us. Now, I don't want to be too positive, but man, people are really listening now, aren't they? People seem to get it. Women seem to get it. Men seem to get it. But men just can't say they're the leader. They got to need to be the leader. That means they're going to work two jobs. They're going to take care of kids when they're sick. They're going to bust their ass. I mean, being a leader means you're going to work your ass off, not sit back and watch sports.
You have to be the example of what you want your family to become, because they're looking at you, and whatever you are is what they will become. So the men have to be that, and they have to be men. It's okay to be men. It's okay to be a man, right? And so we are pointing them back to the source. They got to return to the fathers. They got to forgive the mothers for the mistake that they made with them. Love their fathers, and through the loving your earthly father, you can love God. And in that, your nature will be created in the image of God. And it would be amazing, Alex. When I was growing up under the Jim Crow laws, I have an aunt who got married. They had like 14 or 15 children. They owned their own land. They sent all 15 of their children to college. They're all professionals, even though I don't push college a lot. I think that a trade is
what you're
than
saying
college.
Is, in an under an evil system that still had family, they got stronger, as Nietzsche said. That which doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So they want to make you a victim so you come to them so they can run things, and then you get nothing. You're saying under Jim Crow Southern oppression, they let the family alone, you still got stronger. But under their sneaky, evil liberalism, everybody dies.
Absolutely. My aunts and uncles, when they all became young adults, they moved off to other parts of Alabama, Florida, Indiana, those places. They got jobs. They bought homes. They got married. They had families. No one.
Because they knew they were being oppressed, so they decided to fight and be strong. Instead of saying, I'm a loser, I'm going to roll over and die.
Yeah, but when we were growing up, I didn't know anything about oppression. We were not oppressed. We loved what was right. We had families. We were taught to work. I was told from day one, when I turned 18 years old, I had to leave home. So they taught me how to work, how to be responsible, how to save my money. And so when I turned 18, I remember my grandmother telling me, Alice, Punches, when you're 18, you're out of here. I'm like, well, where am I going? She's like, I don't know, and I don't care. You're out of here. We were preparing you for it. And when I turned 18, I left home. I haven't looked back. I worked. I went through a lot of stuff.
No, I agree. I'm saying they say that's oppression. We're not defending that system. But at least that system was a human system that was making you strong. And just think about the one now where people have 3 degrees but no job, and they're just pissed off.
That's right. That word wasn't even heard of, man. Believe me, because our parents and our grandparents were the example. And so even though the Jim Crow laws were there, we were not affected by those laws, because whenever we wanted to visit, whomever we wanted to visit, white people, black people, we didn't, because all white people didn't go for the Jim Crow law. It was just some, not all. And all black people were falling for it and hated white people. Maybe a few. I don't know.
The point is, you didn't take it, your identity as a victim. You decided to be successful. That made you overcome.
That's right, because I was raised in that way. My family set that example, and they taught me to work. I bought my first home when I was 25 years old, because that's what I was told that we're supposed to do as adults. You work, you finish high school, get a job, buy yourself a home. If you want a family, get married and start a family. It was in my system. That's all I knew, and that's the way my life went. I didn't get married, but I did everything else.
Powerful.
That I was
now
trying.
Black Lives Matter says don't have a family. We'll be right back with the fourth hour. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.